So this is a continuation of the Sringa Chaturdasi, discussing the glories of Prahlad Maharaj, who is an inseparable chief player in the Leela of Lord Nisringadeva's appearance in this world. The characteristics and qualities of Prahlad Maharaj are discussed rather extensively in Brihad Bhagavatamritam by Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad. In Narada Muni's search throughout the universe to discover which devotee of the Lord has received the special mercy of the Lord. And he goes from one devotee to another to another. So he's visited some kings and some Brahmins, and now he's come to Prahlad. And Narada Muni explains to Prahlad why he is convinced, and he gives proof how is it he got the special mercy of the Lord. So one thing he says, that in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, in the Sringa Leela narration, all the demigods are praying to Lord Nisringadeva and glorifying him and thanking him for killing the demon. In other words, they were in distress. They were harassed by Hiranyakashipu. He had chased Indra out of his throne. He was sitting in his kingdom. That's where the Leela took place in Indraloka. And all the other demigods are hiding and extremely threatened by him. So Prahlad is being glorified here. Narada Muni is giving one proof. He says, listen, Prahlad, all the demigods are praying the Sringadeva. We were so harassed and we were in trouble and we prayed to you and you saved us, so we're really thankful. You restored us to our kingdoms and our peace of mind, and you've become a good order supplier, the Christian viewpoint. They approach the Sringadeva, oh God, please save us, please protect us, please help us. Please help us pass our exams. Please help us get more money and this and that. But then, now, contrast the demigod's prayers with Prahlad's prayers. And Narada Muni said, but listen, Prahlad, when you prayed only to become a devotee. And you prayed for the blessings for your father. And you prayed for the mercy that Nisringadeva would bestow his mercy upon the other fools in the material world who have turned their backs to him. So Prahlad's prayers were all about being devotional, about being a surrendered servant of the Lord, and about helping others, even helping his father who tried to kill him in so many ways. So he had no real concern for his own material welfare or his own sense gratification. So that's one point. And then the second point that Narada mentions there is that Sringadeva, he offered so many boons to Prahlad Maharaj. He said, why don't you take this, take a big kingdom, take this, take that. And he rejected all those boons. He said, I don't want any boons. He said, I only pray to be delivered, that I only pray that you will deliver the non-devotee rascals. But you see, when Brahma approaches the Lord, Brahma wants the boon of mukti. And Lord Shiva wants fame, or they all have some idea in their mind. And the third reason Narada Muni gave, he talked about exchange of love. Because the question is, which devotee of the Lord, Brahma, Shiva, etc., has received the special mercy of the Lord? And it goes without saying that if someone has received the special mercy of the Lord, then they must be very close to the Lord, very intimate with the Lord. So we can compare the hierarchy or levels of devotees by the degree of the intimacy of their exchange of love with the Lord. The servant may have some exchange of love with the master and Dasya Bhav, servant and master. And the friend may have some exchange of love. The mother's exchange of love is more intimate and more deep and more personal. Then the ultimate relationship is with husband and wife, or the conjugal relationship. So this is the third proof that Narada Muni is giving why Prahlad Maharaj was a special devotee who has received special mercy of the Lord. He said, because the depth and the type of exchange of love that you had with Lord Nisringadeva. So what was that exchange? What was that exchange between Prahlad and the Lord? He said, which is said in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is not in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but he said that Lord Nisringadev, he picked you up and put you on his lap, and he licked your body, just like a mother cat, licks her cub, her baby cub, or let's say a lion. In this case, we're talking about a lion, Narahari. A mother lion licks her baby cub very affectionately with her, and licking that baby cub and stroking him with her tongue and showing her affection there. So Lord Nisringadev licked Prahlad's body. Just like a cow licks its calf. But we don't see that he ever did this to any other demigod. There's no Lord Nisringadev didn't lick Lord Brahma or Shiva. Like maybe he didn't want to get those ashes in his mouth. Shiva has all those ashes, and he didn't lick Lord Indra because he doesn't want to get all those eyeballs in his mouth or whatever. He didn't lick Garuda or Lakshmi, right?
Yes,
that's his wife, and Garuda's his carrier. So Prahlad's love, Narada Muni's drawing the conclusion that Prahlad's love is greater. He says that Prahlad's love is even greater than the love of the Vaikunthavasis, like Rukmini, because the loving feelings of Lord Nisringadev for Prahlad are not based on relationship. This is a point we've discussed before. There's two ideas here. One is love based on relationship, and another is relationship based on love. Relationship means one thing to another. That's called relationship. I'm sitting on a chair, it means I have a relationship. It's called a passive relationship with this chair, like Shanta Ras. This chair is supporting me, holding me. I'm taking some service, but there's no exchange, there's no talk, there's no real love, but there's some service there, Shanta Bhav. So it's called relationship. So I am born into a family. So automatically, one woman in this family is called my mother. One woman is called my father. So it's called a relationship. I have the relationship of son to this woman. She's my mother. It's called a family relationship. It's mother to son relationship. Vatsalya Bhav. This is my brother. He came from the same mother, has the same father. So therefore, I have a relationship with him. What is my relationship with my brother, with this person? He's my brother, my younger brother. So now, do you love him? Maybe yes, maybe no. But generally, we think, well, he's my brother, I should love him.
Yes, please.
I hate him. I don't like him. He's not a nice guy. I don't like him. It's not that every brother and every sister is a nice guy.
Yes,
some are very mean, nasty, selfish. You think every brother loves every brother, and every brother loves every sister, and every son loves every mother? So this is love based on relationship. It's official. So this is my wife. My father arranged this marriage, old standard India. So this is my wife. Well, she's my wife. I guess I'm supposed to love her as a husband. But actually, I don't like her. I'd rather marry a second one.
Yes.
As Prabhupada told in Lilamrita. He confided in his father. He said, I don't really like this lady very much. And she wasn't very likable. I'd like to marry a second one. And his father said, no, you're blessed. You're very fortunate to have a lady you don't like. Therefore, you won't get attached to her. If you're not attached to your wife, then you can become attached to Krishna.
Yeah.
If you're attached to your wife, you'll never become attached to Krishna. Impossible. And my tanadi grihamedi sukami tu chum. This is a great mitunyagara, the shackles of sex life. This is called love based on relationship. So it's official, it's forced. You're my wife, you're supposed to love me. And she said, you're my husband, you're supposed to love me and care for me. Now there's a second thing called relationship based on love. You're not my brother. Your mother is Rohini. Your father is Vasudev.
Yes.
But I'll die for you. I'll do anything for you. You're my Tao. You're my Balaram. And my mother is Devaki. And my father is Vasudev. I'm born in Mathura.
Yes.
But you raised me here in Vrindavan as Nandalal. So, but I love you more than anything. I love you more than them. I've been with you since the beginning. So I love you. I have intense love, inseparable love for you as my mother and father, Vatsalya, parental love, motherly love, fatherly love. But it's not love based on relationship. It's relationship based on love.
Yes.
You see the difference?
Yes.
So I love you, and or the gopis, was Krishna married to them? He was not married. It was called Parikya, belonging to another, Parikya Bhav. You belong to another. You're married to Govardhan Mala. You're married to Abhimanyu. You're married to all these other coward boys. But I just love you. You're my pran. You're my Priyaji. You're my everything. So this is called relationship based on love. So what was the relationship with Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisingadev? Nrisingadev was his father?
No.
Was he his brother?
No.
Was he his son?
No.
Was he his servant? So there's no relationship.
No relationship.
But why is he licking him then? There's no relationship, so why should he lick him and show so much affection? Because he loved him.
Yes.
So this is the point that Narada Muni is making in Brihat Bhagavatamritam, that this is the love of Prahlad, he has received the special mercy of the Lord, even more than Vaikunthavasis, even more than Rukmini, because Rukmini and the Vaikunthavasis, their love is based on the relationship. Dwarkadish is my husband.
Yes, yes.
He's supposed to love me, I'm supposed to love him.
Yes.
So this is the difference. Lord Narayan loves Lakshmi because she's his wife. He has a relationship and she has a relationship. He's my husband. But Braj, the love of Braj is the highest because it's not based on any relationship. Krishna is not the son of Nanda Yashoda or the husband of the Brajagopis. They just love him for what he is. Love is the cause of the relationship, not the relationship is the cause of the love.
Right.
So in the spiritual world, in the material world, relationship is the cause of love, isn't it? But in the spiritual world, especially in Vrindavan, love is the cause of the relationship. Vrindavan Krishna is controlled not by relationship but by love. Devaki and Vasudev, they are in relationship, they're the real parents. But whose love is greater, Yashoda's or Devaki's?
Yashoda
and Nanda. So that's why Krishna went to Vrindavan.
Yes.
He left Mathura. The love was greater in Vrindavan. So Prahlad Maharaj has no bodily relationship with the Lord. His relationship is based only on the fact that he's a devotee. He's just a surrendered devotee to the Lord, so he's controlling the Lord more. So physical relationship is not important, but loving feeling is important. This is interesting. In the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Sanatana Goswami is explaining, you don't see who lives with the Lord, but we see who has the Lord living within him. See who has more love for the Lord. You may not be living with the Lord, but the Lord is within your heart. Then you're always thinking of him. So the standard of measurement to determine who is a greater devotee of the Lord is this. Don't see who is living with the Lord, but see who has more love for the Lord. So love is the standard of measuring who is a great devotee.
Yeah.
Well, this is part one of our discussion of Prahlad Maharaj.